To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is it. It's an easy putt for 330 country.
Yeah, come on, man. That's a gimme. That's a gimme.
It's
the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Men's Night, Montgomeryville, Thursday night, December 18th. Ray Diddy will be there signing the Eagles Encyclopedia, food and spirits as well. Which is tonight more of a must win or a can't lose? What do we think? It's more of a must win or a can't? I think this is a can't lose over a must win. What do you think?
Or is it a you got to have it?
I don't know. I got to agree. Can't lose this
can't
game.
Lose this can't game. Lose this game. Yeah, what do you think? You are the originator of must win or can't lose.
It's a must win. I mean, it's more a must win. See, the best is someone says must win, and then you got, and then you come back with, yeah, but they can't lose it.
Yeah, they can't. Yeah. Well, that's the truth. They
and that's how me and TK got into an 8-minute argument. That started off
y'all
fake.
Would get into an 8-minute argument.
Well, TK was calling it dumb, and then TK got sucked into it. Yeah. I remember it. Yeah.
Yeah, I got him.
Yeah, you got him.
I went to, when he was in the update booth, there was no one worse in this studio than me.
Let's get an update on what's going on with the Phils.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball Fritz.
Yes, Jackie Baseball.
I don't even know where to start. I mean, there's a lot going on down in Orlando. Well, not really. Nothing's really happened yet. But there's a lot of rumors swirling. I guess we'll start with Schwarber.
Yeah.
So, last night, big news. Big news out of Pittsburgh. The 4-year offer over $100 million for Kyle Schwarber. Obviously showing the fans that they're interested. But it feels like the reaction to the whole thing was, haha, cute.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like, oh, shucks, we tried so hard to get you guys a slugger.
Well,
sorry.
Like Paul, Skeensy, we're really invested.
We're trying. Now, instead of getting Kyle Schwarber, what we're going to do is pay some other guy $1.8 million.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So, Schwarber does seem like the linchpin to a lot down in Orlando. It seems like he's going to sign this week. The Mets continue to be linked to him. Obviously, we know the Reds. People still say the Phillies are the favorite, but I think what's happening is once he signs, then let's say it's not with Philadelphia, with the Phils, then they can go to Bellinger, and then all these other kind of pieces fall into place a little bit. You know, Kyle Tucker probably signs elsewhere for more money. Schwarber seems like the linchpin because the Phillies are also a linchpin to where if he signs elsewhere, then the Phillies all of a sudden become a player for a lot of different players.
So I would be assuming right in saying that if they sign Kyle Schwarber, they're out on signing any of those other guys. There's not going to be a Cody Bellinger if they sign Kyle Schwarber.
So the exciting part about that is that that has been what, you know, Zalecki and some other Phillies reporters have said, that it's Schwarber and JT. You sign both those guys and you're pretty much out of money. You know, that's where you couldn't afford a Bader because of whatnot. But Matt Gelbrow today, he said, make no mistake, the Phillies have money to spend. It's why they have been connected to most of the major free agents this offseason. Dombrowski, the club's president of baseball ops, was transparent last offseason when the Phillies limited themselves to only 1-year contracts for free agents. It was something of a bridge year. Now, no one with the club has hinted the Phillies would be restricted from additional long-term deals beyond Schwarber and Real Muto. So that's exciting, if it's true.
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 I would be surprised if they signed those two guys if they spent significant money elsewhere.
Now, what it could be is if they trade for someone that is under team control for a couple of years but is also making some money. So a guy like Ketel Marte Right. Maybe that's where he falls into the mix. And John Paul Morosi had this update on the Ketel Marte situation from earlier today.
A Ketel Marte trade, Lauren, is certainly possible as we begin these winter meetings because the interest in him is so robust. And there are a number of teams that have already checked in with the Diamondbacks. And the Diamondbacks have, notably, Lauren, they have not exactly shut down those conversations based on what sources have told me. And one team that's really interesting that I heard about, the Philadelphia Phillies. And the Phillies are not, I repeat, not among the teams on his limited no-trade clause. So the Phillies could actually acquire Ketel Marte without his permission. That's a really important detail to keep in mind there.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, and I think I asked you this before, but there's no chance if they trade for Marte and they trade Bohm that they move Stott to third. They end up, you think they trade Stott?
I think the Diamondbacks would be interested in Stott.
Okay.
Yeah. So, again, a lot of people say you'd have to trade Andrew Painter in a deal for Marte, and maybe that's true, but they could also maybe do Stott, Arun Escobar, who's one of their top five prospects, and their first-round pick last year in Gage Wood, who is a psycho and comes out to Allison Chains, we're all big fans of.
Yep.
So they didn't want to do Painter, maybe one of those guys. I do think they would have enough. They want to pull it off. But if Gelb's suggesting that they do have the ability to add more on top of just Schwarber and JT, Marte having 4 years, 90-some million left, could fit that mold.
Okay.
So that's exciting.
Real question, real quick, before you move on.
Okay.
Would you trade Painter? If that's what they wanted to trade for Marte.
So I think that they'd be more prone to trade Painter than Aiden Miller this offseason. Like I think Aiden is now like the golden prospect in a way.
Over Painter. Would you trade Painter?
Yeah.
I think that's where
you know that's what I
yeah.
He was avoiding
it.
Yep.
I would rather do the other trade.
But
I wouldn't. I think Ketel Marte is awesome. But 32, has had injury problems every year, and there's some weird clubhouse stuff with him where the other players on the Diamondbacks are frustrated because he didn't show up to games or shows up late. So you worry about buy-in. Maybe if he comes here,
okay,
he gets more locked in.
It's less, I'm not going to say it has less to do with him. It is less. We know what he is.
Sure.
Has more to do with who do you believe in more with the young prospects as to are they going to, between Miller and Painter, who's more likely to get closest to reaching their potential and which would be more beneficial to the Phillies?
Well, Painter has the higher upside.
Okay.
Because I think Painter could be a top 10 pitcher in the sport, where I think Aiden is more of an all-star level player. But did the injury last year, or coming off of Tommy John, did that hurt his stuff overall, and is he going to reach that ceiling? I think that might be conversations that they're having now. The thing is, there's not that right guy out there, I think, this offseason for an Andrew Painter trade. You know what I mean? There's not like a Soto.
Like a no doubt
right.
about it.
You need a 27. Well, you want somebody younger.
Yeah,
I
sure.
Imagine. Yeah.
Yeah,
you want
sure.
somebody younger.
So I think I would trade Andrew Painter for the right guy. You
right.
know, but I worry about Marte's age and some of the things. Even Buxton, like Buxton's all kinds of injuries, but he's Gold Glove center fielder and 3 years, $45 million left. The Twins said they're not trading any of their stars, but that could also change. It doesn't benefit them saying we're open for business, I guess. So, right. Yeah, I don't know.
All
but,
right.
But Marte's
I know,
won.
I know you're a Miller guy, but you're a pitcher.
Yeah, yeah.
You like pitchers.
But they drafted
a pitcher. Just throw the quotes up there.
Ooh. Whoa, whoa. Five strikeouts and eight plate appearances against Joe DeCamara.
Okay.
What a feat. I mean, yeah. What a feat.
So I was just wondering how you feel about those two.
And I was talking to a big leaguer this weekend, and okay. He said I was a Westchester legend. I want that on the record.
Is that what Ben Davis said?
I want that on the record.
Okay. Right. Why is that who I thought of, too?
Yeah. Anyway. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's all good. Anyway.
Okay.
No, I actually wasn't Ben. Okay. So, couple other things real quick.
Uh-huh.
You see Wheels of the game last night?
I saw it. It's nice to see him.
A good, I got, you know, got a little weepy.
Well, everybody's out to see the king.
Yeah, besides Ike.
Yeah. Maybe he had your seat.
Yeah, you could have sat next to Wheels, man. He could have got us a big update, see how he's doing.
Yeah.
See how he's doing. Jeff Kent gets elected to the Hall of Fame.
How about that?
With Barry Bonds on the ballot, Roger Clemens on the ballot, Gary Sheffield on the ballot, Don Mattingly, Dale Murphy, Jeff Kent. Good for Chase Utley, by the way.
Yeah.
Good for Chase.
Jeff Kent wasn't.
I'm going to tell you what.
Jeff Kent was an MVP.
At least he was an actual MVP, unlike your guy.
He would have got it in 07 if he didn't break his
hand. What's our guy who was on with us last week?
John Foley.
Yeah, John Foley.
Yeah.
A lot of good tweets about J-Row this weekend.
Yes.
Oh, he's on the J-Row Hall of Fame.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, he got me on J-Row.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That there's a lot of tweets out there that would support J-Row to be there.
I don't understand the point of this committee, like what they're there for. Jeff Kent, there's nothing confusing about Jeff Kent's case. Now, I don't think it's wrong that he's in the Hall of Fame. To me, he is Scott Rolen was a great defensive player, but production-wise, Jeff Kent, you know, has more home runs than any second baseman in history. You know, I don't have a problem with Jeff Kent being in the Hall of Fame. But there was nothing confusing about his candidacy when he was on the ballot for 10 years and didn't make it.
Yeah.
So if the point of this committee is not to put the steroid guys in, which I'm fine, I don't want to fight about it or whatever. I just don't understand. If Jeff Kent didn't make it, he didn't make it. Like, that's it.
Right.
He shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand the point of this committee. I like that it's hard to get in the baseball.
I agree.
You can't like this. This is ridiculous.
Like which part?
Well, that is so hard to get into Baseball Hall of Fame.
God, we like the high standards. Football's hard to get into.
Well, no, it's not. Well, I mean, but let's face it. Most guys who actually get in, they deserve to be in. They deserve to be in. Here's my only thing with baseball. It's a sport that needs stars to remain viable.
Sure, I agree.
So keeping guys out of the Hall of Fame whom is a generation of players that we think deserve to be in there, me hurts the game more than it does celebrate the game or uplift the game. Making it harder and putting a guy like Jeff Kent, who, I don't know, I mean, sure, he won an MVP. Did Jeff Kent ever at any point, like, did he ever resemble an MVP or a Hall of Fame player?
No, he's just one of those guys that got in.
Accumulated numbers.
He was a good player. Everybody hated him, which I think was one of the reasons he didn't get voted in.
Even his own teammates.
His teammates hated him. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with you. Like, those guys should be in. I want the.
Yeah, I just want to celebrate the guys.
Yeah.
Where basketball is too easy to get in.
Yes, for sure.
It waters down the Hall of Fame. I want baseball to at least, come on, man.
You're not making a trip to Cooperstown to see the Jeff Kent induction? Well, the other thing is they have the contemporary baseball era committee, whatever.
Yes.
And then there's another committee after them of just older guys trying to fight for like the Harold Baines of the world.
Is that the Veterans Committee?
The Veterans Committee.
Right.
Yeah, there's all these committees because the first time around just isn't.
Well, they have 10 years to get into the Hall of Fame. I could understand if these guys are there to put the steroid guys in.
Right.
And if you want to keep the steroid guys out, I'm actually fine with that too. You should be consistent. You know, Andy Pettit shouldn't get in and Big Poppy shouldn't have gotten in. If you want to keep all the steroid guys out, that's fine. But I thought that's what this like committee was for, to get the Gary Sheffields in, to get the Barry Bonds in.
Right.
There's nobody excited that Jeff Kent's getting in the Hall of Fame. I don't care.
That's the point I'm making. That's really the point I'm making.
It's like it doesn't do it. Can you imagine if they put Bonds? That would be electric.
That's news. Yes.
Yeah, that would be news.
Do some clickbait. Get some buzz about the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Actually, I have one other Phillies thing to discuss with you.
Well,
I want to talk about Colonial on
that
real quick. But
you don't have to if you don't want to.
Yeah, no. We got to bring it up. Ho, ho, hold up. Oh, that's right. John Ashdale, the car czar. He's your Santa. He's going to help you slay the season at Colonial Hyundai. December is the month to stop settling and start slaying. Slay your car payment. You can pick through your choice of a brand new Hyundai Palisade, a Santa Fe, a Tucson, any other brand new Hyundai. Buy with 0% financing and make your monthly payment make sense at Colonial. Slay your commute. Choose from one of the 200 brand new Hyundais in stock at Colonial. And they have those SUVs you need, maybe if you're nervous about driving in the snow. Slay your driveway. The highest trade-in values in the Delaware Valley. You're going to get top value for your trade, $6,500 guaranteed, no matter what condition it's in. And you know every new Hyundai at Colonial comes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. More for your trade, 0% financing, any new Hyundai. Route 30 in Downingtown is where Colonial is. Online at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only. Offers can't be combined. Lease Tier 1 credit through HMF, 10,000 miles a year, 20% down, plus first payment, tax, tags, and fees. See dealer for full details. Jack, do you have your last item here on the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report?
Well, Bryce just saved his career and next season with some blood infusion thing. You can explain it way better than I can, Spike.
Yeah, so
what happened?
Well, so Bryce, is it EBU? Is that what it is? EBOO? Is that what it was, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what Bryce did was what they're doing now. And I did some reading on it. There's limited evidence to support this does anything, for what it's worth.
Of course.
They take out 1/3 of his blood, they oxygenate the blood, and then they put the blood back in his system.
Awesome.
Now, what it's supposed to do is fight inflammation. It's supposed to be good for inflammation. So, like, there are two ways I could look at this. Now, if I want to be generous here, I would say that this, 25 years ago, this is probably where PRP was. It's not the same thing. It's a different procedure. But like, remember when Kobe had to go overseas to get PRP, and now you can get PRP anywhere. Now there's debate as to how much it helps or whatever, but you can pretty much do it anywhere. Maybe that's where this is right now. There's two ways I could look at this. One, Bryce seems like a guy who would do a, you know, experimental thing that he heard about from one of his pseudoscience doctor friends or whatever. Mm-hmm. He just seems like the type. The other thing is he is desperately trying to get that wrist better, and he's hoping this has some effect. That nothing has worked so far, and he is hoping that as he ages, as he feels these things throughout his body, that this sort of thing will be helpful. I don't know which one it is. I hope it's the first one. It's just Bryce being Bryce. I hope it's not a Hail Mary. That's my worry, is that it's a Hail Mary.
Yeah. It's definitely a Hail Mary.
It feels like it's a Hail Mary.
Yes.
Jack, any opinions on your boy?
Well, it's fine.
We're going to have a lot to talk to him about at spring training.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm all for trying things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to get this blood thing?
Well, that was the bit idea I brought up on you off the air.
Yes.
I was like, hey, if he wins MVP, I'll get it done. And you were like, it's probably $10,000, $15,000.
So. Yeah, something like that.
Insurance doesn't cover that.
No.
Come on, man. Start the GoFundMe. Come on, Lakin. We're all for the bits here, right?
Oh, I would love to see Jack sitting with his IV.
30 of your blood taken out?
Yeah.
How many years are left?
Six.
Oh, so yeah, no big deal. We'll find all the experimental procedures we can get. Oh, Bryce is replacing his eyeballs with cyber eyeballs?
Hey, whatever it takes to get 1% better.
Yes.
Dude, Kobe went to Germany. You know, LeBron went to Miami.
Well, he goes
to Miami regularly.
Yeah. Yes.
Utley, I think, went across the seas to get his knees looked
well,
at.
Well,
that didn't work.
They got PRP done, right? Well, that's what Kobe got.
I know.
Yeah.
What PRP is, well, whatever. You don't care.
I have no idea.
All right.
All I know is we're back on Bryce. He's going to win MVP this year.
There's been a lot of questionable Bryce posts. You know, he did make chicken wings on TikTok. I saw him doing that.
He did?
Yeah, but the mustache is weird. He looks weird.
How's he making the chicken wings?
Oh,
I have no idea. Yeah,
I missed it. I follow him on TikTok.
He grilled them. They look pretty good.
Oh, he grilled them.
And he dipped it in ranch, which you guys would be very happy with.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know if he fried them, baked them, or grilled them.
He grilled them.
Okay.
He grilled them.
All right.
So speaking of Hail Marys, when the reporters walked into the Eagles locker room this past weekend, they saw a giant Easter bunny going into the locker room. Now, this Easter bunny, it looked like what? It looked 8 feet tall? It looked a pretty big Easter bunny.
Huge bunny.
Yeah, Ashlyn Sullivan had it in there. I guess A.J. Dillon brought in the Easter bunny.
And they said, who are you?
A.J.?
Yeah, and they called it the Positivity Rabbit.
Yep.
Do you have Saquon on the Positivity Rabbit? Here.
Giant bunny outside of your locker. I don't know. I have no idea. I'm not into like holidays and like bunnies and Christmas. I do Christmas stuff. I got kids, but like I'm not really big like joyful holiday person. I guess so. I don't know why. I think that's really the only spot we can a big bunny. But I was told it's vibe bunny, and the vibes are high. So there you go.
So you didn't sign off on the bunny from your locker.
Definitely didn't sign off on the bunny from my locker. Not at all. To be honest, I like that better than in camp. I don't know where it's at now. It was like right there. We got like a foot one. It was just like, I'm not like a real good sweater. So like I don't really like stink too bad. And coming to work every single day and having that right there after camp practice. And you got all the big guys. I'm not gonna name names. I'm not gonna do that. But their sweaty feet, that's the only thing I was not a fan of. So I'd rather that by my locker than those smelly feet.
So he said it's a vibes bunny and the vibes are high. I don't know. Vibes don't seem high.
Vibes are high.
Yeah, that's what he said.
What does that mean? Like in a good place?
Yeah, I think so.
Hmm.
I don't know. If things were going great, the positivity bunny
wouldn't be needed.
It would also be funny. We'd be like, fun, the positivity bunny. And things are going bad.
Well, that's the very reason why they brought out the positivity bunny because
it's not positive.
Yeah. The vibes can't be high right now, or they couldn't have been before they brought out the bunny.
Yes, and they're calling it a rabbit. It's a bunny. It's the Easter bunny. It's a bunny.
Yeah.
I
don't know what the difference is, but yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, bunny doesn't sound quite as tough as rabbit, though.
Yeah, I think that is the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks like a bunny.
Now, Elliot
yes.
thinks it's about the media.
Yeah.
So when they walk in to be positive.
Yeah. We'll talk to Elliot next.
Why would the media?
Well, yeah. It's the everything's
that's
the media.
That's
the
question.
To be clear, the Eagles didn't say this.
Yeah.
Elliot said it.
And I tell you what.
Yeah.
He often has the wrong read.
Yeah.
Often. Yeah,
all
I don't understand.
Time,
why
actually.
Would that be the media's job to bring positive vibes? They're trying to figure out why you can't score.
Yeah. You want a reminder for the media. I don't know. You could win.
Yeah. What are we talking about? It's positive vibes when you're winning a lot. Then we can easily see the positive vibes. There clearly aren't positive vibes, or there weren't on the team, and this was being brought in to sort of lift up the spirits. I'm not in the locker room, so it doesn't have any impact on me. I'm just simply saying this ain't going to do it.
Can you imagine?
Like, this ain't cutting it.
Can you imagine you're in the locker room, and some guy who has A.J. Dillon, has he played in two games this year?
Early of the year,
yeah.
Blows up an inflatable bunny?
Yeah, the running back who hasn't played in 12 weeks thinks we need to be more positive.
Yeah.
No offense. A.J. Dillon seems like a great guy, but...
Yeah, he's trying to contribute.
Yeah.
he's trying to contribute.
The optimistic side of me is like, well, remember when the Mets had Grimace?
Right.
Of course.
But that just happened.
Listen, it could work.
Yeah.
No, I mean, the bunny has nothing to do with it, is the whole point. They ought to be tired of losing games.
How long?
We're about to get another Ike rant.
Like, no, I'm not about to get it. I'm not about to rant. I'm just saying the idea that the bunny all of a sudden is going to change the vibes in there, that's not going to happen.
Well, listen, Bamboo Brad brought a bamboo plant with the Phillies back in the day.
And what did that do for us?
It got him on a little run and then died. They forgot to water it. They went on the road.
How many false start penalties do you think the bunny's going to get tonight?
Yeah, well, I don't know. All I'm saying is if it works, there's going to be a lot of inflatable bunnies around the Delaware Valley.
Yeah, Amazon better, you know, Lincoln better should buy some of those. We put them all over the studio if they win.
And see, this is the stuff that happens when you feel like everything else has failed that you've tried.
Right. A lucky charm.
Yes.
We just need luck.
Yes.
Yeah, we need a lucky charm.
That's not good. When I saw that, Sam, I was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing?
It felt like a weird time for it to happen. It hasn't felt like a fun in games.
No. Yeah. And of all things to place in the middle of your locker room that, I don't know, somehow people are supposed to believe in, you put a bunny rabbit in there in Philadelphia?
In this city?
Yeah, in this city? Is that what we're doing? How many people you think that came off as a positive to?
Almost nobody.
Just your sense. Like, what'd you get? What'd you get on your timeline?
What do you think Jalen, when he saw the positivity bunny?
Yeah, he's probably
he definitely was irritated
by it. He was like, you guys are kidding me. He probably wanted to pop it.
They should have put it, you know, for this city, they should have put a giant lunch pail in the middle of the, because everybody here's got to go.
That would have been better.
That would be awesome.
Need more lunch pail mentality.
Yes. Big lunch pail. Just remind you to go to a big yellow flag. So, all right.
This is, oh, God.
Yeah, this could.
You're right. Iran is on his way. Man.
Yeah.
It's coming. It's coming.
See, if they lose tomorrow?
If they,
tonight.
God. Tonight? I know, but
the bunny stuff?
Oh, they're going to get mocked.
Oh, the 2 o'clock. If they lose tonight, 2 o'clock, Ike and the bunny, first 7 minutes of the show, Jack and I are just going to sit back.
How about this? They could have used hip hop.
He could have used hip hop.
He's more fierce than that bunny is.
And he's around
this
year? Yeah.
He could have hopped over.
215-592-9494. Elliot Shore Parks joins us next to defend his take that the bunny is about the media.
And if it is, that might be a bigger issue.
Yeah,
a
way bigger issue. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Let's talk about my friends at Mark's Jewelers. Now, the holidays are here, and there's no better place to shop for that special someone than Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers, Men's Night is back. That's right, it's back Thursday, December 18th at their Montgomeryville flagship store. Enjoy great food, cocktails, and a special appearance by Hall of Fame sports writer. I'll call him the godfather of football, Ray Dittinger. He'll be there signing and selling the updated Eagles Encyclopedia version, Champions Edition. That's Thursday, December 18th, Men's Night at Mark's Jewelers. Details at marks-jewelers.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.